This is TWiT.
Yeah, so Microsoft released last week, I think, the list of what they're cutting out of the Edge browser. ActiveX, VBScript, not surprising.
My two favorite technologies of all time, too.
Well, but there are a lot of intranets.
I wrote books about this stuff.
Yeah, and there are a lot of IT departments who need it.
Right. Yeah. Silverlight was not listed on this list of things, Silverlight plugins, but I believe those are on that list as well.
They got to be, right?
Although
Windows
then people.
Media Center. Well,
yeah.
They didn't even bother to put that on the list.
No. This is all just stuff cutting out of the browser. They said 220,000 lines of code have been cut in their rendering engine, MSHTML.
Wow. How many lines of code is.
That is a good question. I do not know.
Google did that. That's why they forked WebKit to make Blink. And what they took out was all the legacy support.
Yep.
And it turned out to be millions of lines of code. It was a huge amount of the code was just legacy support.
Well, Microsoft did this too, right? They forked MSHTML, the rendering engine, which is Trident. And then they created this Edge rendering engine. So that's also a very distant fork of Trident, but still a fork. Right.
Clean it up. Time to clean it up.
Yep. But then they also published a list of what is coming to Edge that was also interesting. They had things like Object RTC, Pointer Lock, more Cortana scenarios, and they mentioned officially extensions. They've said this a couple times that they're going to support extensions in Edge, not right when it ships originally, but it will be coming. And they also said they already know they're going to have extensions for Skype, Reddit, and Pinterest. So they're already working with developers on extensions, obviously, if they can name names. So yeah, they're doing a lot of work. They've got a nice new blog. What is the name of this blog? I forget. Do you remember, Paul?
The
this new
Edge
blog?
Of
the Edge
Night.
Blog? I actually don't know. About
yeah, they blog. Have this new blog, Edge Dev Blog, Microsoft's Edge Dev Blog. And this is where they talk about the stuff they're doing from a more of a developer perspective. But they've been doing a lot of really good posts now that Edge is more public about what they're doing under the covers with the browser. Pretty interesting if you're a developer.
By the way, if you search for Edge blog, you're not going to find this blog.
No. Search for Edge dev blog. That's what you'd search for.
There's a lot of stuff out there. Yeah. It has nothing to do with it.
So if you care about this is a good place because this is where they announce what's going on.
Yep.
Good. They're going to do ECMAScript 6. That's the latest, newest Java. This is good. Vorlon.js.
Yep.
It's great stuff.
I think they were one of the enemies in the Star Trek TV series.
Vorlon. Wow.
Yep. Vorlon is this new debugger that they've built for JavaScript. Microsoft built this. And it's built on top of TypeScript. So, yeah, they're doing a lot of really kind of, I guess, stuff I would say that people in the developer community maybe never thought they would do. But it's a new Microsoft, guys. We say that a lot on the show. It's a new Microsoft.
It's a new one.
Yeah.
It's one
I don't know if we have anything else on Edge, do you? Oh, you mentioned, I didn't understand this post that well, but maybe you do. Media capture functionality being integrated directly into Edge. That was an announcement today, I think.
When they say media capture, they mean like I can go to YouTube and download a video?
No. I didn't really look at this too closely, but I thought this was related to the ability of a website to protect digital content from. It's the first announcement on that blog, if you...
Emma, let's read more, shall we?
Yes, let's read it online.
Yeah, why not do a show? Well, here, I'll just read it out loud and you guys can tell me.
Yeah, and then we'll sort of figure it out as you go.
The media capture functionality in Microsoft Edge. It's based on the W3C media capture and stream spec. Facebook does it. So it gives you... Maybe the instant play video on Facebook, get user media method call takes media stream constraints as an input, which device. Yeah, I don't think. Oh, no. Capture devices and captured media streams, such as camera facing mode, video resolution. So this has to do with using a camera, a webcam. Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
They're definitely this is an understatement.
Photo capture using a webcam. So the ability to, for instance, use your webcam to add a photo to your Facebook, that kind of thing. Capture device settings. Yeah, it's not the other way around, saving video from a website. Yeah. It's for Flash does this, right? I mean, right now, if you want to capture it, you would use Flash. Google does it with WebRTC and Hangouts. It'll ask permission. It'll say, allow your camera to be accessed by the website, and you say yes. This is good. Yeah. And this is based on the spec, which is what you want. W3C spec.
I was going to say, that's the thing. More and more, you see Microsoft doing things with the standards community, leading the standards even. It's just a very different place. Because in the old world, of course, IE was known as the enemy of the standards.
So the blog post gives two examples, which is capturing a photo from a built-in camera, capturing audio from a microphone. Yeah. So it's very much what Flash does right now or something like that. Recording things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.